Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this 10th day of January 2022, where I love to pray you through the scriptures verse by verse. Thank you for the privilege of being able to do so. Today we are in Proverbs chapter 10, and it's a longer chapter, so I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 16 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. Yahweh will not allow the soul of the righteous to go hungry, but he thrusts away the desire of the wicked. He becomes poor who works with a lazy hand, but the hand of the diligent brings wealth. He who gathers in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps during the harvest is a son who causes shame. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise in heart accept commandments, but a chattering fool will fall. He who walks blamelessly walks surely, but he who perverts his ways will be found out. One winking with the eye causes sorrow, but a chattering fool will fall. The mouth of the righteous is a spring of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all wrongs. Wisdom is found on the lips of him who has discernment, but a rod is for the back of him who is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near ruin. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous leads to life. The increase of the wicked leads to sin. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, Solomon prayed for wisdom and you gave it to him. And I'm so grateful for the fact that you answer prayers and you love to answer prayers like that. And so I'm going to start this by praying, Lord, please grant me wisdom. Please grant us wisdom as we seek you. We need this for our everyday life as moms, as dads, as brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, grandparents, children. We need your guidance. We need your wisdom. And Lord, we do want to make our parents glad, and we also want to be a blessing to our children. For those of us who have children, we want to be good sisters and brothers. We want to be great friends. And the only way we can do this is through your wisdom. Lord, help us to treasure your wisdom, to seek after it as if it is the finest of gold or the greatest Bitcoin, I guess, in today's vernacular. Lord, thank you that you feed those who feed on your wisdom. You satisfy us. We will not languish. We will find joy and satisfaction in you. Lord, help us to be diligent, to work hard today. I pray for those who are lacking strength and wherewithal and guts. And Lord, that's me. I'm really tired today and I lack all those things, but I know that in that lack, I have an opportunity to ask for your strength. And instead of seeing it as a negative thing, it's actually a great thing because it means I need you. And that's what you're after. You're after people who actually chase after you, that actually need your strength. And boy, do we need it today. Lord, help us to receive the blessings that you give us every day, to just count those blessings as we've kind of had the theme this month of being grateful. And help us to accept the commandments that you give us throughout the scriptures. Lord, we want to walk blamelessly today. We want to walk surely. We want to have that pathway, that journey toward you, toward wholeness, toward life, toward good relationships, we want to be the kind of people who are irresistible, not for ourselves, not for our own glory, but we want to be the kind of people that others find us and say, what is it about you that is so joyful or has light? And we can then say, Lord, it's because I know Jesus. It's because he's changed my life. It's because I've gotten wisdom from God. And so we just thank you ahead of time for doing that. We even pray for that kind of encounter today, that at the grocery store or at just walking in our neighborhood or whatever, that we would have an opportunity to shine your light for those who desperately need it. Help us to be in that place of waiting, that place of anticipation, of knowing that you're in control and that you are going to give us these divine appointments today even. So Lord, I pray for that. I pray for that for myself, that you would bring a divine appointment my way so that I could share how amazing you are with others. pray all of this in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. And thank you for Susie Mae Warren, who has sponsored Pray Every Day with her brilliant writing planner. And she has created this after she battled cancer and she wanted to have an intentional life. And so that if that kind of resonates with you, especially at the beginning of the year, you might consider picking this up. It's for creatives. And so if you're a creative, and many of us are, because God, the creator, has created us and we resemble him when we create. So if you're creative, you can pick this up. You don't have to feel stressed that January is already 10 days in, because there is one of her planners that is a write-in planner. And so you can just start at any moment, at any time, and begin to just be strategic about your habits, about what you want your life to be. This planner is designed to help you identify your values and then construct a life plan that expresses those values. And then it also has all of the stuff for writers to help you strategize a really productive year, how to write a book in a few weeks, for instance, how to create those kind of powerful creative habits that will make for longevity in your creative career, but also bring joy in your daily life. And so you can go to mybrilliantwritingplanner.com to see the planner. And there's a lot of different formats that you can choose from. And when you order, you'll get a quick start PDF. It's will help you get started on your year. And she kind of instructs you on best practices and how to work it to its best potential. So if you like planners like I do, pick up My Brilliant Writing Planner by My Book Therapy. Again, it's mybrilliantwritingplanner.com. And thank you, Susan Mae Warren, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. If you want to sponsor Pray Every Day, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com. We've got some slots opening up in the spring, and I would love to be able to highlight your ministry or your book or anything that you would like to, maybe even your podcast. Let me know. Bye.